On the tee, the Knackered Golfist. Welcome to the Knackered Golfist podcast. Oh, he made it. Dang it. This Mito Pereira is tearing up everything there at the Southern Hills PGA. And oh my gosh. I keep thinking he's going to choke somewhere, but he's always had three bogeys today and one birdie. And he just finished. He just got a par on 11. And he's going to 12. So, I really don't know if this kid is going to hang on. He almost lit this ball out going into the hole here at Southern Hills. And I don't know. It's been a crazy, unfulfilling sort of PGA from what I watched yesterday. And it was just completely, I fell asleep like three or four times because the coverage was so bad on CBS. And I heard that the ESPN Plus coverage was so much better. And it's just never ends with this stuff because you have to have national car rental commercials and Rolex commercials to fill in the time when you have a PGA, which I'm thinking, you know, you got to understand that the difference between the PGA and the US Open is that there's a lot more sales that you have to do with the PGA, whereas the US Open, it's like, what does the US Open do? What does the USGA do? They make up standards on how to make golf clubs and golf balls and golf courses and golf greens, turf grass research and all that. They, you know, one hand washes the other with this thing. You have the USGA making the rules, making the standards for golf, and then you have the PGA helping people to play golf better. So one hand washes the other in that regard. So the last group of the day is Pereira and Matthew Fitzpatrick. Pereira is leading at 7-under here at Southern Hills in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And here we have JT on the bunker at the 14th. Long, long, long par 3. And, you know, I was yelling at the TV because JT missed another putt. And all the guys that I picked to win this tournament are completely out of it. And here they are going to commercial again. But it's the back nine, and this may be one of the few commercial breaks they have. But yesterday was so bad that I was watching the golf. I was watching, you know, from when the thing started at maybe 11 o'clock. It actually started at 10. But then the tournament kind of got going at 11-ish kind of thing. And let's go back and forth. Let's actually, because the Indy 500 qualifying is on right now. So the PGA has been a bit unfulfilling and unrewarding to watch. And it just hasn't been that great of a deal to begin with. You know, $18 beers, you know, $35 tri-tip sandwich. I mean, who knows what's left there? You know, the course looks a bit boring, and I wanted to see if anybody had seen what they've done to the greens as far as what's underneath the surface of the green, and I thought I saw a video where they had. So anyway, the PGA has been unfulfilling and unrewarding to watch. And I don't know, people are in a mood today. People are in a mood. And so here I am watching television by myself, talking about what I'm watching on TV, just to have something to listen to in the morning going to work. But you know, all my guys didn't do anything. I think Cameron Champ didn't make the cut. Shane Lowry and Matsuyama and Jordan Spieth was yelling at stuff yesterday. and it seemed a bit petty being out there yelling at what he does on the course. And so, and then who's the other guy that I picked? Morikawa. And so he didn't do well. And so what we're left with now is we have guys that are, nobody has won a tournament at all, and they're all like 20-something guys, and who knows what's going to happen. You know, you've got this Zalatoris guy that has, he was the 18-hole leader, and this Cameron Young who's coming on, he's on the 13th hole now. And I picked Bubba to win originally, but then I took him out of my picks, and then he shot 63 on Friday, and he was in every bunker on the back nine yesterday. I was watching him, and so this rough is he just chipped it out. Oh, okay. So Mito just chipped out the ball on 12, and he's on the proper fairway to be able to maybe hit one up there close to get a par. And he's been really nonchalant, really sort of really relaxed out there. And he's got Joaquin Niemann talking to Amanda Baliones about, you know, what it's like to play golf in Chile when people don't care about golf. They care more about soccer or football, as he called it. Zalatoris. Oh, he missed the green entirely. Holy smokes. So I kept hearing that the greens are small. Get out of here, man. They're huge. JT for par on 14. Will it zip by or will it fall in? Hey, you made a putt. Justin Thomas now, 4 under. Made 2 bogeys today. He made 4 birdies so far, all the rest pars. Now, in 12, I heard Hogan say that 12 was one of the best par fours in the game of golf. Now, Matthew Fitzpatrick with Bella Fosta on the bag. And he's on the green with a little backspin. And he'll probably keep the flag stick in the whole time when he putts, which is a bit of a pet peeve to me. All right, so I guess he looks at the pin as being kind of an alignment stick or an alignment aid or whatever the hell it is. So this Mito Pereira guy from Chile, I've never seen him before, never seen him play golf, never heard of him, and he's got a swing that's very similar to Cameron Champ's. And he's a ping player, and he just blisters that ball when he's hitting it. And he is on fire today. This guy he just hit it hole high. He's got about an 8-footer for par. And this guy is so confident with his putting, he's just nonchalantly walking up there. He'll make the putt for par. So he just made a putt on the last hole here it is right here. He just barely walked that thing in, and it just fell right in. And on 10, he completely missed the green, chipped it up to the flagstick, and left a 2-footer for par. Unbelievable. And then the last hole, he curled one in for par. Oh my gosh, on 11. And that was an amazing shot. So it's like, man, this guy is dialed in. And Zalatoris, his caddy's wearing a red bucket hat today, whereas yesterday he was wearing a green bucket hat. I thought those were cool. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe next time I see him, he'll be wearing a blue Titleist bucket hat. Those bucket hats are kind of cool. I like that. Now, Zalatoris was the 36-hole leader, and apparently now he's not in the lead. And, you know, they predict every time they have a major at Southern Hills is that whoever is the 36-hole leader, that's going to be the eventual winner of the tournament. And so Zalatoris is at 5 under, the leader's at 7, and we're just beginning the back nine. And so now Fleetwood, with all of his hair and his conditioner, is finishing up. He just shot 67, 3 under. Where's McIlroy? Oh, he shot 68 for a total of 2 under today. So it's Pereira, Cameron Young, Zalatoris, Justin Thomas, and Matthew Fitzpatrick. Top 5 of the leaderboard. Leader is at 7 under. And I don't know. There's a lot of people getting in the bunkers this week, and the sand is some is really kind of different from other bunkers I've seen on tour. It's a bit different of a colored sand. So Cameron Young in the bunker at 13, little cut shot out of the bunker. The ball rolls to the front of the green when the cut pin is cut in the middle of the green. Anyway, he's on the green, so that's good. Now, Fitzpatrick leaving the flag in for his 30-footer, 35-footer, uphill, curling right to left. Will it get to the hole? It just got past the hole a little bit. He's got about a 2.5-footer left for par. So, I don't know, a bit underwhelming. I mean, the conditions yesterday were about 55 degrees. And it was similar to the last day at the PGA, not the PGA, but the Players, where it was really briskly blowing, and it just wasn't warm out there. People were in really, the last day of the Masters, where it was really cold. And so here we go, Pereira on 12 for par. This looks to be about a 12-footer for par. Very nonchalant, and he pulled it left. Oh, he just made bogey. Oh, the ping man, Pereira from Chile, just made bogey, and now he's tied at 6-under with Cameron Young, followed by Zalatoris at 5-under with Justin Thomas at 4-under. Thomas is 2 shots back. And he just finished 14, so he's on 15. But these guys are, I mean, come on. Let's get some American stuff going on here. I mean, this course reminds me, a little bit of Riviera, a little bit, because it's long. But the greens are a bit bigger than what I'm hearing. You know, people keep saying that the greens are small, but they're not. They look massive on TV. But they've been dealing with the PGA is finding itself into a conundrum with these places they select, because the weather isn't optimum when they have the tournament at these venues in the last, I'd say, 2 to 3 years. I mean, in 2019, when they had it at Bethpage, it was cold and breezy and it wasn't optimum conditions. Zalatoris, can he get it to the hole? No, he can't. Will Zalatoris cannot get the ball to the hole for the birdie. And so he taps in for par on 13, and he's got 4 holes left. So, all right, who we got now? Justin Thomas is at 15, 145 yards after an 800-yard drive, and he pulled it left again. Nope, that looks to be like proper good trajectory. Little bit of bite, little bit of rollback on the left, pins cut front left, and he's got about a downhiller right to left putt to make birdie on the 15th hole. Cameron Young for the lead here at 13. This is for birdie. He's going up and over a little bit of a ridge, going up, 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 and he left it about a half inch short. Oh, come on, man. You got to take that cardigan off to play some golf. So anyway, Mito Pereira on 13, par 5. Excuse me. And he hit it in the fairway. You know, it's really good when you hit the ball in the fairway. That's how you get on the green in regulation. That's how you make some scoring. And that's how you do it. That's how you do it. So, are we going to commercial or what? What do we do? Oh, we're doing back-to-back. All right, screw this. So, nobody that I picked is doing well, and the commercials are insufferable during the tournament because I and the course does not matter. It's still a commercial because you're not – and you know what really bothered me yesterday is that they would go to this Eye on the Course and they would always show Bubba Watson hitting shots. And Bubba Watson would be making putts for birdie, and they would be on this Eye on the Course deal. And nobody cares because Bubba has the worst major record of any of these older guys that are playing in this field with younger guys. And so it's like, oh, geez, it's like another commercial going into this freaking tournament. And it's somebody that you might want to watch play golf, and they're showing a commercial while he's putting. It's like, good Lord, can we please? Oh, man. It's going to get to the point where you're going to have to pay money to actually watch a decent golf event. Like what they make you do with this ESPN Plus. So I guess Thursday and Friday, according to the No Laying Up guys, was the best hour of golf that those guys had seen this year with the ESPN Plus. And you got to pay all this money to be able to watch it on your phone. But, I mean, it's like, that's all those guys do is watch TV, watch all the golf that they want. But I mean, they're consumers, whatever. They connect with the millennial audience on what golf is. But it's like, I just want it to go back to the time when it was just cool to watch, and you didn't have to have all this sponsorship to keep golf alive on TV. Oh man. So. All right, I don't know what to talk about now. So what are the tubes that are doing underneath these greens? Okay, so here we go. Cameron Young on 14th with a 4-iron. Straight bullet ball going a little bit right. And the pin is nowhere near where he hit it. Oh, God, in the bunker again. Good Lord. All right, so the thing about the Gil Hance redesign is that there's no rough around the greens. And so the guys are faced with if they sort of get a little bit of a taste of the green, they may just eventually roll off because they're getting on there with like a 3 or a 4-iron. But I mean, the ball doesn't stay on the green, does it? And the wind has been consistent this week. Oh, Zalatoris, that's a good looking shot. He's the second coming of Webb Simpson. With a little bit of Russell Henley in there, too. That's the kid's swing. So it's pretty good. Pretty good swing. He's a Texan, and so he hits that ball really solid, really flush. And he's going to do good things out there. So, and now we have Justin Thomas for birdie on 15. And it's sad because, let's go to Vern Lundquist on 16. So Vern Lundquist isn't there, as far as I know. I don't know. Is Vern Lundquist there? So the thing that really bothered me yesterday was this thing that they did with Pereira. He was on the 9th hole, and he actually hit his drive into a patch of rough that was in this crosswalk. And Justin Thomas putts, and it goes left. Good God, man! Why can't you putt? You're not a killer. And you're freaking blaming the green? Why don't you make a good putt? Come on, dude. That's all you're ever going to be is a player's champion. You're never going to get another major if you keep putting like that, you freaking wuss. Now, Mita Pereira on 13, and he's on the green, and the ball stops. So what are they doing with these greens that are so different? They have tubes, pipes underneath the green to keep the green warm during the winter and cool during the summer. They run water through these pipes that are in these tubes underneath the green to keep everything alive during the interesting parts of the year. So, I mean, what does that come? How do they deal with that when it comes to aerification? How deep are the pipes in the ground? Okay, Fitzpatrick, leave the flag in. Fitzpatrick is on 13 and he just yanked it left. Oh no. Where'd that ball go? It's completely gone. It's in the other fairway. Oh, Fitzpatrick. Bella Fosta is not going to like that one. Oh, man. 14 with Cameron Young. Cameron Young is the co-leader at 6-under. Zalatoris is still at 5-under. He needs a freaking birdie. Let's get an American in there. Come on. Let the bus go by. Come on. Let's get it out of the bunker. This guy's in the bunker again. Somebody else in the bunker. Come on. Oh, we hit it past the hole. Dang it. So I'm going on about my commentary with the golf, and the wife says, "So you think you could do better?" You know, people who commentate on professional athletes are usually people that are guilty or jealous because they didn't have the talent to go to that point, and they're not talented. I don't know. Whatever. Johnny Miller did everything, and he was ridiculing people for not doing better. So it's like, you know what? This is good material to listen to on the way to work, okay? Okay, JT on 16, and he bombs it, and he's going in the rough. He hit it to the right on 16 in the rough, and it's in the rough. Good Lord. You had all that fairway to work with. Oh, geez. Oh, man. The Titleist equipment, is it solid? Okay. Oh, is Zalatoris on the green? Is he going to putt? Is this for birdie? Come on, Zally. 21-footer, 3 inches. Oh, this is not going in. This is birdie. This is for birdie. It's going to leak off to the right the way it always does. The guy has left all of these putts short on these holes. How many putts do you need to get birdies? You're not going to get a birdie if you can't get the ball to the hole. What the hell's your problem? God, you're from Texas. Use a Texas wedge on it, man. Oh my God, what is this guy doing? Fitzpatrick is using a different grip to chip the ball? What the hell? What the hell was that? Oh my God, I've never seen that before. Oh man, he leaves the flag stick in the hole when he putts, and then he uses the opposite grip when he chips. Holy smokes. Oh man, that's a new thing. I've never seen that before. So this Cameron Young is the new version Billy Andrade, where he has MLB as a sponsor playing golf. Next thing you know, you'll have an MLB hat every week, just like Payne Stewart. Oh, no, he was NFL. But, oh my gosh, this is crazy stuff. This is like, I'm being blown away every second I'm watching this stuff. Okay, Dane Young, or what the hell? Cameron Young. Good Lord. It stayed left. It didn't move. He thought it was going to move to the right, and it never did. Oh, man. And I heard from Bubba's interview that the greens weren't that consistent either. Oh, the guy is from Scarborough, New York. Oh, he's a Corn Ferry Tour guy. All right. PGA Championship debut, Cameron Young. All right. Mito Pereira on 13 for an eagle. Oh, man, he left that way out right. So he's still going to get a birdie, supposedly. This guy looks like Cameron Champ. This guy could be Cameron Champ. He hits it a mile. He's got the same swing mannerisms as Cameron Champ. Why the hell couldn't it just be Cameron Champ? Ah, Zalatoris got a par. I want to get one of those red bucket hats from Titleist. That's his caddy. Okay, what's Fitzpatrick going to do now? Is he going to get down and cue ball it in there? Oh, he's going to play some snooker. Okay, Fitzpatrick. Oh my God. Here's a news flash. He took the flag stick out. What? Fitzpatrick took the flag stick out. For a birdie on 13, uphill, a little bit right to left, And he just made it. Oh! Freaking lipped out on him. Oh, jeez. Come on, man. That needs a bit of Wellington sauce on it. Jeez. Cameron Young for bogey. Oh. That Fitzpatrick's from Sheffield, England. Okay, so Cameron and Zalatoris are both at 5-under, and Pereira is going to make a birdie here to go 2 shots up. Oh, my gosh. This guy is freaking unbelievable. He's unflappable right now. He just got a birdie on 13, and he shot 37? He shot 2 over on the front nine. This Mito Pereira. Oh, my gosh. Now, Zalatoris, 15th hole with an iron, 408 yards. Let's just smash it. There you go. Good swing there. Nice right to left drift. There you go. There you go. All right. So, I mean, it's actually better today. This tournament is better today, and I'm not really hearing what the commentators have to say, but the shot that Pereira hit on 9, oh, man, what are we doing here? Okay, we're here with JT, Justin Thomas on 16, 208 out of the rough. Oh, it's a par 4. Oh, geez, don't hit a tree. Did he hit a tree? No. And he's in a bunker. Oh. Oh, jeez. This is insufferable, this stuff with the bunkers. Okay. Cameron Young on the tee at 15. Ooh, he's got a long pause at the top. Like Matsuyama. Oh my gosh. Okay. So the thing that bugged me most about yesterday was when Mito Pereira hit a shot on the left side of number 9, and oh, they got a drone in the air. He's going to hit the drone in the middle of the air. Oh my gosh, this kid is going to freaking blister the ball, and it's going to hit the drone in the air. Oh man, okay, here we go, Mito Pereira. Is this 17 that he's at? Oh, he yanked it left. Oh, he hit it left, and he's on the tee. He's on the tee for the next tee box. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we're into serious music, so that means the drama is building, and we're going to go into commercial here at the PGA Championship. There we go. I called it. All right, so what bugged me the most about watching the tournament yesterday is the commercials were just terrible, and the golf was just underwhelming. It was really difficult, and the shots were difficult to watch, and there wasn't a lot of stuff going on. But that's what happens when you have a tournament that's difficult. You're going to have guys not doing very well out there because you got a lot of rough, you got a lot of sand, you got a lot of bunkers, you got a lot of stuff that you got to deal with that these guys aren't really prepared for. And what seemed to be a bit unfair yesterday was when Mito Pereira hit his first shot on the 9th hole into this rough area that was in the crosswalk that was above, that was kind of underneath the green. But what he was able to do is he hit it in this definite brown area rough, and he was able to get a drop a tiny bit back in the fairway. He was able to lift the ball out of there and then just do like a club length from wherever that was perpendicular to where it had rested before. And he ended up in the fairway on the 9th hole. And I have no idea why the hell that happened. How the hell could he get a ruling like that where the PGA guy was like, oh, I don't know if you hit it in the... Maybe that's a rule where if you hit the ball into the crosswalk and it's not ideal, you get a drop where you can put it in an area where it's not so difficult to hit it out of. So it was in the rough. And the thing is that what Dottie was saying was if you hit a ball out of dry, compacted rough, it's going to have a lot of overspin on it or something, instead of being back a bit in the lush rough where you're going to have a flyer. And a flyer means you're going to have overspin out of the rough. So then you move it to the fairway. How the hell did that freaking happen? I just have no idea. No idea when and why and how that happened in accordance with the rules of golf. That just seems like an unfair advantage to me. I don't know what the heck that was. And I'm just wondering, you know, the no-laying up guys didn't talk about it. And it was like, what? Did anybody notice what was going on? So now we're back at the 15th with Cameron Young. He's in the fairway, at least. He's got a supposed long iron. Oh, he's got an 8-iron, and he just yanked it left. Oh, it's on the green. Oh, hey, he's on the green. How about that? Ugh. You know, Phil Mickelson isn't here, and I'm hearing that the guys could care less, the PGA Tour players could care less if he's there or not, because, you know, whatever. Okay, JT just hit a ball out of the bunker, and he is close to the hole to make a par. I'm hoping that that's a par 5, and I hope that he can make a birdie out of there. Come on, JT, let's get some birdies. Let's get some birdies, man. He wanted it in the hole. It didn't go in. But anyway. Okay, Zalatoris. This is a cool hole here. This kind of looks like 11 at Riviera. There's a lot of similarity to this course with Riviera. I'm just at first glance. If nobody knew what Riviera was and they didn't know what Southern Hills was, you would think it was the same course. Similar design. Okay, Zalatoris, his ball is in the air, and it's approaching the green, and it is staying on the green. So 15, all right, Pereira hitting his ball off the tee that he hit it on, and he is getting it darn close to that hole. Oh, wait a minute, and he's off the green again. He's going to have to Texas wedge that ball on the 14th green to get it close to the hole. Okay. Man, he go. And here we go again with Fitzpatrick doing the over under grip on the lob wedge. Good Lord. What the heck is that about? I got to try that. How the heck do you do that? Oh, Tulsa with Route 66. Yay! Tulsa, Oklahoma, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino, you get hip to this timely tip. When you make that California trip. Oh, that's cool. Oklahoma, US 66. Awesome. Love that. Get your kicks on Route 66. Alright, don't quit your day job. Alright, Mito Pereira on the 14th hole. What is he gonna do, folks? Is he gonna Texas wedge it into the hole? Hopefully he will. This is a par 3, the 14th, and he appears to be Texas wedging it. He's got the putter in the hand and he's in the rough. Now he's just on the collar. He's just on the very, very edge, and he's leaving the flag stick in. This is a downhill, right to left, sort of breaking putt. Oh, and he overdid it. Oh, he's going to get a bogey. Going to get a bogey. Am I overmodulating too much? Holy smokes, I might be. Oh, Mito. Where's Joaquin Niemann talking with Amanda? Is he nervous? Chile. Is Chile better than Argentina? I don't know. It could be. Anyway, Cameron Young. Cameron Young now. And they're doing the Indy 500 qualifying on the other side. And so let me see if I can do my Tom Carnegie right here. Cameron Young now for birdie. Cameron Young, the ball appears to be going on a left-to-right trajectory. And the ball is away. And it has gone by the hole, has not gone in the hole. And Cameron Young scores going up. Oh, man. Oh, see if they're still doing the IndyCar qualifying. Oh, Alex Palou. Oh, it's Scott Dixon out there. Okay. Dang it. I wish I could watch that. Cameron Young now. Is this for par? Is this for par? Or is this for bogey? It could be. It's a par. Okay. You got a par. He's got three holes left. 16, 17, 18. For Cameron Young, okay, Mito Pereira, this is for bogey on the 14th hole. And he's in there with a bogey, and he's down to six under. He's had two bogeys on the back with one birdie and the rest pars. Oh, man. Man, I keep thinking that Zalatoris is going to win this. I keep thinking. Now, Thomas needs another birdie to get in the hunt. Zalatoris needs this birdie to get in the co-lead. Come on, baby. You're the 36-hole leader. Come on. 12-footer. Do not leave it short. I'm going to get angry with you if you don't make this. Oh, God. Oh, he yanked it left again. Oh. Jeez. At least he got it to the hole. This weird putting style that he uses is a bit different. So, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. Ah. Somebody's got to make a birdie. Okay, Mito Pereira's on the tee that you just chipped off of. On 15, you just hit a bullet. Stinger with a hybrid. Oh, man. Oh, what am I doing here? So I am on dryer duty right now, and I'm waiting for the dryer to finish in order for me to stop what I'm doing and actually go out and fold the clothes correctly. Oh, commercial time. All right, so I don't know. I think there's enough to be said with this, and I don't know. It's up in the air as to who's going to win this. I think I want Zalatoris or Justin Thomas to win this. And then if Cameron Young wins, that guy's a fresh guy off of the Hogan Tour. And if that guy wins, that would be cool. And that guy's an American. But I don't know. It could be one of these five guys because nobody else is making a run behind them. So it could be Pereira, Zalatoris, Young, Thomas, or Fitzpatrick. So I don't think Fitzpatrick has a chance because he's a bit out. It could be the top four guys. I'm hoping it's Zalatoris. It'll be two Texas guys with majors this year. And they're in commercial and Zalatoris is teeing off. Okay, he's on whatever the hole that is, 16. So how much is a beer there? It's $18. How much is a tri-tip sandwich there? It could be $35. Tulsa barbecue, is that $50? I don't know. How much for a Coke? $18 for a Coke? Oh, man. So Tiger withdrew. Tiger's not in this on Sunday, and that's totally fine by me. You know, you do what you want, dude. You've done this far better than me. So, you know, nurse yourself back to health, and hopefully we'll see you at the British Open at St. Andrews. So, anyway, Bubba, I had my hopes riding on him, and then I heard how horrible he does in majors, and yet he has two Masters victories, and he has probably one of the worst major championship performance records of any tour player out there. And so here we go. We're back with Justin Thomas on 17, 302 yards. Is that a three wood to get it on the green in one? Oh, it went into the bunker and then into the other one. Ah, dang it. Oh, I remember that hole now. Oh, yeah, I remember that one. Oh, okay, that's the one I remember from 94. Okay. So if you didn't know, I remembered the victory by Nick Price back here at in 1994 when he won the PGA. And so this week was a little bit remembering of that. And I actually listened to my interview with Bobby Grace again. And he told me the story again of how the Bobby Grace Fat Lady Swings putter got into Nick Price's hands for this tournament. And it was just great. And it happened at the St. Jude Classic. All right, Fitzpatrick is in the rough. And he just hacked it out there with no tracking line on it at all. And he is above the green in the rough. And he's got a chip. He's got a chip onto the green. So 42 minutes on this. Oh, God. Who's going to win, man? Max Homa for birdie. And he's one over. Why are they showing him? I don't know. Because he probably just made a putt when nobody else does. Wow, somebody made a putt. Oh, man. Even par for the tournament. Okay. Pereira. Pereira needs to keep it going. Pereira needs to not make any mistakes coming in because he totally could. The pressure could be getting to him. But Joaquin Neiman just blitzed the field at Riviera this year. And, you know, this guy could totally do it too. I don't know. So that's a good shot. He's on the green, and the ball had a bit of backspin, so he's got about a 12-footer for a birdie on whatever hole he's on. He's on 15. Oh, we're going to commercial again. Ah, commercials are killing me. All right, I'm going to sign off now. So anyway, I hope you enjoy the rest of the PGA Championship. And thanks for listening to the Knackered Golfers podcast and my irreverent sort of humor in my commentary of golf. And I like the majors. This one this year hasn't been that enjoyable to watch, and I'll be happy. I think I'll be happy when it's over because looking forward to the U.S. Open and certainly looking forward to the British Open at St. Andrews. And I guess the U.S. Open will be held at the Country Club in Brookline, Massachusetts, which I guess is known for a Ryder Cup that the United States won a few years ago, many, many years ago. What was that, 99 or something? So anyway, thanks for listening. I'll be listening to this on my way to work tomorrow, and hopefully it'll be good, and hopefully somebody that I'd like to see wins this tournament. All right, thanks for listening. Good day, good evening, and good night. Okay, Zalatoris. Oh, dude. Ah, perfect roll, but it wasn't the right direction. Come on. Now, Thomas is on the 18th green, and he's being heckled by freaking drunk fans that paid $18 for a freaking beer. Is he going to take the driver out? I guess. JT's on 18, and he is taking out the driver. And he is focused, supposedly, on getting this properly placed in the fairway on this most difficult hole on the course, the 18th. And he just pulled away because he's a bit distracted by stuff right now. So, I don't know. What is in his mind right now? What do you see in his mind, Nick? Well, he's got a lot of stuff to think about right now, Jim. Of course, when I won my six majors, I was using Fanny as my caddy. So Justin Thomas is on the 18th tee. And he's going to unleash a bit of a tank slapper on this shot. The driver head being the tank. That was pretty good. Pretty good shot. Go down. There you go. There you go. And people are enjoying themselves a bit more today at Southern Hills. That's good, I guess. Now, Cameron Young for bogey. Oh, on 16. Oh, this is for bogey? Oh, no way, man. You better get that. Oh, dang it. A double bogey. Oh, three under. That guy's at three under now. Dang it. So it's Pereira, Thomas, Zalatoris, and Fitzpatrick. And Bones McKay is on the bag with JT. Okay, Zalatoris for par. Come on, you better make this. Oh, no! Oh, he's not going to win. There's no way he's going to win. JT just took away your chance to win this tournament. So it's going to be, the collapse of all the youngins on this tournament. So the next youngin to fall is this Pereira guy. And Thomas is going to inherit the lead. And all he has to do, a birdie would be great at 18, but he just needs a par, supposedly. Oh, man. Oh, he just missed the green. This Pereira just left the ball short on 16, and he's got to chip it over the bunker to get it close to the hole. He's not even on the green. Now, Fitzpatrick on 16. It's a high curling shot. That's a pretty good shot. There you go. That's the way you got to play it. So it's like, oh, commercial again! No! Not a commercial again! Ugh. I'm done. Thanks for listening, folks. Okay, we're back. Holy sheesh. Justin Thomas is on 18, and he's contemplating his second shot with Bones on the bag, taking back the water bottle, putting it in the bag. Picture it and hit it, Justin. That's what you got to do. Picture it and hit it. So JT with the second shot at 18. This is a bit of a formidable. He is the guy with the most experience right now in this PGA. And all these other youngins are falling by the wayside. He needs to take the bull by the horns and just manhandle this thing. Okay, straight shot into the green. Will it be on the green? He's on the green! Amen! With a bit of wind helping him. Awesome shot! Yes! JT could win his second PGA here. If he posts a number, he's got to get a birdie here. He's got to get a birdie. Fitzpatrick leaving the pin in on this one. It's a good roll, but it rolled the other way. All right, JT, come on, baby. Okay, Pereira, 16 for par. Looks like it's downhill left to right, and oh, he just made it. Dang it. Was that for par? Oh, that was a clutch putt right there. Clutch putt by Mr. Mito. Oh my gosh, that was amazing. That was all the nerves he had in his nervous system, using the nerves to keep him calm, and just stroked another one in there. Oh man. This is starting to get exciting. Well, I am getting excited. But he's only on... No. oh, he's going to the 17th tee. All right, so we got two holes left in this championship. And Zalatoris is on the tee at 17. So here we go with Zalatoris. Oh, is he going to the green over the trees? Oh! Oh, I don't know where that landed. I don't know where that landed. Is that in the creek? Oh, no! Oh, all right. I'm done. I can't do it anymore. Thanks for listening. Okay, here we go. Coming back on, and it's the end of a three-hole playoff with Justin Thomas and Will Zalatoris. And so this looks like it's going to be the victory for JT, Justin Thomas. And it really couldn't come at a better time because I really wanted somebody to take the bull by the horns and just freaking win this thing. Because in the last few holes, Pereira had a tee shot on 18 that put him in the water, and he got a double bogey on the hole, and he's totally out of it. And so Zalatoris got in there at 5-under, and so the leader, they tied at 5-under, and so they're doing this three-hole playoff, and JT is 2-under, and he's at 18, and he's got this putt for birdie, and he's going to totally win. Two putts to win for Justin Thomas. Oh, man. It's a downhill. It could be a right-to-left breaking putt. And he just has to creep it up there. Come on. Creep. Creep. Go over the coin. Oh! The coin slowed it down. Oh, man. And he just won. He just won his second major. Yes! Yes! JT did it! Yeah! All right! He just won the PGA with bones on the bag! Yes! Amen! Oh, that's awesome! Yes! Finally! Finally, you got another major. Finally. Freaking won. No laying up guys are going nuts. Oh, finally, those guys are going to have something to talk about. Oh, and he kisses the girlfriend. Yay. No, but it's awesome. Awesome. Thanks for listening, folks. I'm driving to work tomorrow. On the tee, the Knackered Golfist.
Knackered Golfist Podcast can be found on Instagram and also the YouTube channel and also the Facebook channel.
God, you're from Texas. Use a Texas wedge on it, man.
All right. Thanks for listening, folks. This is the Knackered Golfist Radio Network.